Yo, it's 11:49 a.m. Episode 178. Check this out. I went to a big Hollywood premiere. Well, it was in New York, but you know what I mean. There was famous people there. I met some famous people. I'm not gonna name names. I'm not gonna tell you anything about it. I'm just saying, just so you know, I'm in show business. Then you act like, oh, you're just talking to your phone every morning and talk about show business. Like, act like you're in show business, but you're not really. Fuck you. Not true. Who did I meet? I'm not gonna dignify that with an answer. Don't worry about it. Did I see the sheriff from Stranger Things there? Yes, I didn't meet him. He was wearing his Don't Recognize Me baseball cap in the event. So, don't bother that guy. That's what I said. Leave him alone. I can imagine he's been... everybody's, hey, Stranger Things. Yeah. If I knew another thing the guy did... I mean, I've seen him in other stuff, but if I had the obscure thing, be like, oh, you were so wonderful in this other... You know, like an artsy movie, I would have maybe gone up to him with that. And then he'd be like, oh, finally. Everybody's saying Stranger Things. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that is, dude. You think I watch Netflix? I only go to the cinema. Anyway, let's do the news. I have stuff to do. So let me get this out of the way. And not that, oh, getting it out of the way, this is the, you know, yeah. That's what I feel about this show sometimes. It's like, I like it, but it's like, I have to do it. Otherwise, I've done 178 days in a row. Why I said a year? Why didn't I say 6 months? Why did I do it 6 months? Then we would be there at... we should almost be there. Right? Fuck. I said a year, though. So... I'm not a man of my word, though. That's true. These people... I'm a man of my word. I'm not one of those people. So I could not do it. Those people really paint themselves in a corner. I'm a man of my word. You can just back out of shit. Armed customer kills suspect during Arizona pharmacy robbery. I'll tell you, gun nuts love these stories. There's a drugstore shot and killed a man who was attempting to rob the pharmacy. So the guy wanted an Oxy, I'm sure, right? The man jumped the pharmacy counter, pointed the gun at the people, and demanded oxycodone from the pharmacist. Armed customer shot and wounded him. Didn't kill him. That guy, how happy was that guy? Look at me, I got a gun. I shot the guy that wasn't going to shoot anybody. But the guy did have a gun. He wasn't going to shoot anybody, though. He just wanted fucking drugs. And this guy's like, oh, I shot the... I'm putting a lot into this story. I don't know. I wasn't there. And if I was there and some dude shot this dude that was pointing a gun around, I guess I would be kind of happy about it. I would. If you're in the store and somebody's pointing a gun, even though he's not... Man, that Oxy. People love it. I was watching that show, I'm Dying Up Here. It's on Showtime. There's this one dude in there. He's a big heroin addict, and him and his gal are a couple of heroin addicts. And I think it looks great. And I was trying to convince Jacqueline that, like, hey, let's be like a heroin couple. She wouldn't go for it. And I'm like, let's try it for a week. Don't like it, can stop. It's very popular. I think it's easier to get the heroin than the oxys, but I don't know what it's like to live in these places where everybody's taking oxy. I don't feel like it's as popular. I feel like people just do heroin in New York. That's what I think. But I'm not sure. Well, I guess this guy, is he a hero? No, see, he kills the suspect during the... And then in the story said he injured him. See, that's the thing. He killed him. Maybe I didn't read the story enough. Maybe then it was like, oh, and then he died. He killed... I'm sure if you killed somebody doing that, then you gotta live with that, so... Catholic priest caught driving 13-year-old girl to motel after paying 16-year-old pimp. Whew. Yeah, they got rid of all those pedophiles. They got rid of them. What are you guys talking about? Stop it. They're not all pedophiles. Fucking Catholic Church needs to be shut down. And if you're Catholic, I'm sorry, but your religion is fucking horseshit. I'm not even going to read that story. I'm sure there's plenty of people that enable that motherfucker. They trashed their wedding photographer over a $125 fee, so a jury told them to pay her $1 million. This is a... So I don't know, these people, they got married, they I don't know, they got mad at the photographer. Who knows? Who gives a shit? That's a million dollars sounds like a lot of money. Maybe they're rich. Girl's dog bites man, stops attempted abduction. Hey, that's fun. So the dog bit the man, causing him to release the girl and run away. Girl was not injured. This is in Woodbridge, Virginia. So this dude was gonna do a kidnapping. I mean, that's to go out and be like, all right, today I'm gonna do a kidnap. That's kind of, yeah. I'm gonna steal a fucking kid. I mean, it takes a lot to get to that point, I would think. And then a dog just puts an end to that. I mean, do they catch this fucking piece of shit? They searched the area but could not find the suspect. Oh, well, now this guy's still out there. Man, that's because he was probably gonna kill this kid. He's probably gonna. I mean, that's why you abduct a child, right? Is to rape it and kill it. That's the you rape and kill a child. That's the. What else do you do? What else do you do with a stolen kid except that? I guess some people actually keep it, like a Raising Arizona, but that is fucking rare. And this is just like it's not like, oh, I just want to have a child to raise. I'll go steal one. People are just garbage. We deserve Trump. Let him destroy the whole fucking race of people. New York dog owners refusing vaccinations over autism fears. Holy shit. Can a dog have autism? Get the fuck out of here. Dogs can't have autism. What? How do you even know? It's a dog. And vaccinations don't even cause autism in people. yeah, I stand by my previous statement. This is ridiculous. Where's the happy news? Doesn't happen. Flint rapper hands out cash as way of giving back to community. Hey, that's fun. Who's this guy? Flint rapper Cliff King Mack gave out hundreds of dollars over the weekend to two Flint intersections. I don't know this Cliff King Mack, but that's pretty nice. There's a fun story. All right, that's it. I'm gonna go. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, August 5th, this Saturday. Get tickets, DC Improv. I know I say it every day, but I want to know if you're coming, so tweet at me. If you're going to come, let me know right now. Just tweet at me right now, at Chris Laker. Email me, chris@chrislaker.com, if you don't have Twitter. Let me know you're coming. I want to know, and I'll... if you do that, I'll mention you. I'll mention you on stage. Or I won't if you don't want me to. But I'll definitely say hello after the show. All right? DC Improv Lounge. 2 shows Saturday. Me and Jacqueline Novak. It's going to be pretty good. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.